What's up, everybody? This is Cash.
This is Bass.
Booza.
This is Feeve Boogie.
And this is J.E.
And you're listening to the High Life Show. Check us out.
Yo, what's going on, PDX? What's going on, Internet? What's going on to the motherfucking world? My name is motherfucking Feeve Boogie. Exclude the motherfucking, but I am Feeve Boogie. And the rest of us are here. The rest of the high and low lives are here. J.E. sipping his coffee. My man fucking Bass, I don't know what he's doing. My man Boozer look like he's being very studious. And my guy Cash, a.k.a. 2 Chainz Part 2 with the 2 Chainz and all that shit. He's doing his thing too. On God. On God. Welcome to yet another episode of the High Life Show. Today is Sunday, the Lord's Day, March the 14th, 314. Happy motherfucking Pi Day. Hope y'all are good. And, we back once again, and we about to get this shit started, get this shit going, yo. What the fuck is going on with everybody? Everybody good? Everybody straight?
Yeah.
Yep. Chilling.
That's striving and thriving.
Striving and thriving. What's going on with you, Cash?
Nothing much. Improvements from last week. Happy to say that things are going well. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I'm hoping this nightmare is over in the next month, you know? Sometimes you got to get down and get back up more lavishly, so that's what I shall do.
So have you given your house a nickname yet?
No. According to ADT, it's the Sky Palace Part 2.
I was going to be a dickhead and say you should name it the Promised Land after you know who, you know? After your favorite rapper, you feel? I'm fucking with you, dog.
Yeah, commit arson on the promise.
Yo, you know he actually bought another. Like, I think he's getting into the mansion Airbnb. Like, he's creating like a whole space for that shit. I think they taped a lot of Coming to America off his, like, using his mansion actually. And he just bought another mansion for $3.5 million cash. I think I seen that from some headline or something like that. So, I mean, yeah, he's a fraud, but goddamn, he's. He's doing a damn thing. So, Cash, you know what it take to take a gas and the matches, you heard?
Yep. Molotov cocktails. In tequila bottles, because putting them in vodka bottles is insensitive. Yes.
Loser, what's going on, brother? You straight? How you feel about this stimulus finally getting passed?
Oh, it's good news for everybody. I'm surprised it happened as quickly as it did, but yeah, and apparently people started getting the checks like Friday.
Yeah, I saw. A while. I saw some people stimmies hit. I saw some shit on Facebook like saying, you know, I bet you no kid, the no kid gang is quiet right now, right? And they said, you know what else is quiet? My house. How about that?
Touche. Yeah.
But no, yeah. Man, yeah, I'm, you know, a lot of all jokes aside, a lot of motherfuckers need that, you know what I mean? And I'm glad that they are getting that money out there. It should not take that fucking long, but hey, something's better than nothing.
Some people are getting it this weekend.
Yeah.
Right. And at this rate, I think Biden's already a better president than Trump.
Than Trumpito.
I will co-sign that.
Yeah. Keep it going, Joe.
And shout out to all the people with big families. They're finally paying off to have kids. Before it was a death sentence. Now people are trying to get their head above water. So shout out to everybody that got more than a couple kids.
Facts.
And takes Facts. Care of them. And takes care of them. Because you lowlifes don't get no shout out from me. Thank
That's
you.
That's right. That's right. Take care of your kids. You heard. But hang on. Boozer, raise your mug again. Put it in front of your face. I'm not trying to be weird. Jay, do the same, please. Okay. All right. I thought you guys had the same mug. I'm bugging.
I think we are both representing where we live, though.
Nah, I got a Portland mug.
Nice. Yeah. Portland. Okay. All right. Now I see. Booze. I saw yours said Portland.
He got the city,
right? Boozes is like a city skyline.
Yeah.
I when I looked at it, it looked like it was like paint dripping down, but no, I see that it's a skyline.
That's a guilty conscience right there.
Yeah, it is. I need to take the Rorschach test, whatever that shit's called.
Yep.
Base. What is that shit called?
Base gave that to me. Apparently, yeah, I had a clinical problem. So. Yeah.
Gotcha. What's going on, Bass? What are you doing? You can be honest. Tell us. What are you playing for honor right now? Are you playing for honor right now? Be honest.
Just training. Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. What character are you using, motherfucker?
Kansas City.
How many of them do you have right now? Keep playing. It's okay. Keep playing. It adds to content for the show. Please keep playing.
How many players do I have under my belt? Probably like 5 or 6 right now.
Okay.
There's a lot more though. There's like 5 times 4. It's probably 20.
It gives me like Destiny vibes. It's like no true ending to it, right? You can just keep playing in continuum. Yes.
I mean, probably in story mode. I played story mode a little while, but like playing against each other is continuous because you always want to play against people who are better than you. So.
Iron sharpens iron. You're Cash, what it is.
Oh, for the gamers out there in Pod World Base, can you explain what For Honor is? Is it like an RPG? Is it a basic two-person fighter game?
It's a multiplayer online. It's a, let's see, it's like, what was the Batman one that came out? Arkham Knight. So it's like the predecessor to Arkham Knight. Like all the games after that came out, like you were able to parry. So someone would swing, you can move out the way and block and hit. So it made all the fighting games a lot better. So they weren't just like more combat where you butt mash. You're able to like actually have technique.
That's just like a fact. Batman games did. I'm sorry to cut in, but the Batman games really did revolutionize combat systems for games. But go ahead, Bass. I'm sorry.
Batman or Superman.
So it's like that. So it's like. And you have like 4 different factions. So it's like knights, I think like Vikings, Wulin, and samurai. So they all have different like fighting styles, and you pick whatever one fits your style of fighting, whether it's like bashing and stabbing or like using actual technique. So I mean, that's what's
cool. Very nice, very nice, very nice. Well, you keep striving, and like I told you offline before. Eventually, you're going to get into some fucking competitive league and make us all a lot of money. Only want 70%, though. You heard? That's all. Minus 70%.
Hey, aren't you moving soon, too?
Yeah, next week. Next week. Well, this week, actually, because today's Sunday.
Oh. So we should be getting updates from you, not Cash. He's already been moved in.
He don't know. He just going to show up.
Move in.
He is not doing anything but sleeping. Oh, where were you today? Okay, great. All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Jay, what's up, brother? I like that. What kind of hat is that? You always got some new shit. Every time we get on the fucking, it's like this guy never wears the same thing twice.
Nah, you saw this already. This made it to Denver, I think. Yeah,
nope.
This is the
Carhartt
hat.
It was a different Carhartt. It was a different Carhartt. I'm convinced. Yeah, I don't remember seeing. Anyway. He being mad modest, yo. He being modest. I like this.
Anyway, I appreciate that, man. Just variety, like I said before last time. You gotta have
variety
more
is
more.
The spice of life.
That too.
You heard?
More of more. That's right. But no, today is all right, man. The daylight savings. I'm happy for the light. But I'm
timing's
terrible, man.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of tired, man. Just waking up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I woke up in the fucking twilight zone. Look at my clock, it's 8. My fucking phone saying it's 9. Phil hoodwinked, bamboozled.
Or led astray, all of that.
Yeah. I'm mad. You ever seen that Boondocks episode where he fights Stink, like when Granddad fights Stink, you know? He goes, I'm mad, and they start throwing. I might be conflating 2 episodes, but who gives a fuck? Fuck it.
Congress is actually thinking of permanently like leaving daylight savings as is, like so we don't go back ever.
It's archaic.
It's
the rest of the world.
Because they started that. Get back. Like let's catch up with the rest of the world because they started that shit for farmers, right? To give them an extra day, extra time to harvest and all that shit. We don't need that shit no more.
There's
all
a
the
lot
fucking
of
fruits and vegetables
I was say,
are made
they
in the fucking laboratory
need it,
these days.
But
no, fuck the farmers.
No, there's enough.
Nah.
I'm joking.
Have you seen bumper stickers that say like "I support" or "We support farmers"?
I have not.
We love the Fonz.
Okay, why am I so literally like?
I love them though.
Yeah, I've seen them
in New York City. I've seen like I've seen cars with them. Like, where the fuck do you know a farmer? Like, the closest farm here is like 2-3 hours away.
I forget why that's happening.
Yeah, I assumed it was like some national campaign to support them or something. But yeah, that's very recent.
They make a lot. It's a lot of work, but they make a lot of money.
Some of them do.
Some of them. Right. Yeah.
Also, there's a lot of money in the stimulus bill for farmers, and a lot of it is supposed to go to those who haven't been as successful. And it's looking like a good percentage of like black-owned farms are going to get helped out.
Yeah. Respect.
You know who's buying up a lot of farmland in the Midwest, like in the in central, like you know, Midwest, kind of like, you know, the heartland of America? Bill Gates. He said Kanye.
Bill Gates.
Wow. Yeah, he is.
Kanye West.
I think because he's like trying to build like farms that has like something to do with like artificial, you know, building things a little more artificially or something like that, something to that effect. But tangentially speaking, Kanye did not buy a lot of farmland, but he did switch up all his numbers and told Kim Kardashian to contact him through security. Which,
oh God!
Wow! Yeah,
that motherfucker. When he's done, he's done.
That's how you do it. Ain't no backsliding over here. You want me? You contact my people. Don't ever call my number again.
And he got 4 kids with this chick too.
I don't give a fuck. I'm done with you. I'll be all right with them kids. I'm done with you. Don't call me.
Wow.
You tell Julius to call Randall and boom. And that's how we're gonna handle
it. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, send me a Facebook message. Don't you dare call my phone anymore, you wench.
You harlot.
Don't call my phone.
Unhand me, harlot.
So that definitely makes it seem like it was like he thinks it was more so her doing, like or he's just, you know, pissed. Yeah. And
you know, man, you know, I the older I get in the relationships I deal with, I'm learning more and more and more that there's some shit that's blatantly wrong, but right and wrong is very, 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 it's not linear, and it's not black and white when you talk about relationships and shit, man. It really isn't. So I think like if I had to, I mean, who, like, none of us are tabloid followers and TMZ followers and all that shit.
Don't say that. I listen to TMZ.
Okay.
I was watching it last night.
I forget. Listen. Mr. Variety. Cash is Spock Dollar Sign. You're Mr. Variety now, brother. You're Mr. Everything. You dip and dabble in
everything.
We need
a J-Lo and A-Rod update after
yes,
this.
Yes. Listen, oh, I saw go. That last night. Listen, 2 weeks shit. Now. It's
we got another.
Weeks.
We got another segment now. who knew the bros would have a fucking gossip section?
Listen, everybody shit. Loves gossip just because they don't admit to it. They love it.
That's man. True. Everybody. That's true. That's true. That's true. That's fair. I do tend to, like, when I'm scrolling through Instagram, take a little extra second to look at the Shade Room and Baller Alert and all that shit. So, mm-hmm. You're very right, Jay. Thank you.
Ever go to their website to read the... I stop at reading the caption.
I stop. That's what I'm talking about. It's like, we're not going to be doing all that. Yeah.
J.E., do you go to the website? Have you ever been to balleralert.com or the shaderoom.com?
Once or twice. I probably go to TMZ more than I go to Baller Alert or the Shade Room's website, but I've been to their websites once or twice.
Yeah, no. I'm like, over there, oh, click here and read. Man, fuck out of here.
Fuck that shit.
Too much. Too much.
I'll assume what happened.
It'll Faith. Come to me.
Faith.
Yo, what up? What up?
How you?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. I'm good. I can't complain. The sun's shining. I'm here to see another day, so I'm straight, man. It's a beautiful day to be alive, and I'm good, man. The week was a little tumultuous, but, you know, ending it on a high note with the high-end fucking low-lives. You know what I'm saying? What can I say? That's had a good up. Night last night. A bar not too far from where I live had, like, a St. Patrick's Day celebration. So, you know, and it's, okay. It is funny how things work out. So I went out there, had a good-ass time. Turn back the clock a little bit with my, you know, with the spirits and all that shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Green Bay.
Is this Wednesday? Is it this week?
It's this Wednesday, yeah. It's this Wednesday.
I need to go get me some Jameson and fall asleep in my lawn. I can do that now. Oh, no, there's a bobcat out there. No, I can't do that.
you gotta be careful, though. right in your neck. Tear that shit to shreds.
Wake up and tatters.
Oh my God. Where's my arm? But no, man, this week has been, you know, tough but good. You know what I'm saying? So always end on a high note, always recenter yourself and all that shit. But yeah, last night was really cool. Like, it's funny, like I was in Target, like running errands and getting shit, and I saw like the section, you know, they always have like stuff for the holidays and all that stuff. I saw a bunch of green. I was like, well, it's a possibility I might go do something for St. Patrick's Day. Let me buy a bullshit green shirt. Bought it. Then saw, like, I was scrolling through Instagram, like, the bar, like, my watering hole down here that I like to go to. Said they was having the St. Patrick's Day thing for Saturday. Put on that green shirt, went there, and, you know, everything tends to line up and work out as it should. You know what I'm saying? So, can't complain. Been a good week. And here we are. You feel me? But thanks for asking, Jay. I appreciate it. And the rest of you motherfuckers, fuck you. No, I'm kidding.
I was going to ask after your...
No, I'm playing.
Too.
It's so
like, on that note, how are you doing?
How are you today, sir? How are you feeling today? How did that make you feel?
Hello, listeners. This is Jay. You're listening to my guys on the High Life. I hope you're enjoying the show.
But all right, man, let's get into the nitty gritty of things. You heard? We're going to start with sports as usual. And, you know, despite the pleasantries we just had, I have to be a little bit somber and say RIP to the great and powerful marvelous Marvin Hagler. He passed away. We got news that he passed away just yesterday. His wife posted on social media and all of the outlets that he passed away. Didn't give details on the specifics of his passing, but he's no longer with us. Marvelous Marvin Hagler is an all-time boxing great, one of the greatest, if not, in my opinion, the greatest middleweight to ever grace a boxing ring, in my opinion. Very rose to prominence in the 80s. Probably fought the greatest three rounds in boxing history ever against Thomas the Hitman Hearns. You know, that like if you ever want to know what boxing is at the most exciting, you know, tremendous level, I implore everyone who's listening to this to go YouTube Hagler Hearns. And you'll see the greatest fucking three rounds of just nonstop throwing bombs, like no holds barred, just balls to the wall, fucking get it in and shit, man. It was tremendous.
Was it over, man, after three rounds? Or
it was over. He knocked Thomas Hearns out. Hagler, man, like, and to all our workout heads, man, Hagler was a fucking beast. You hear me? Beast. Like, I might mix this up a little bit, but like he used to like scream something to the effect of war, like war, war, when he's getting ready for fights and shit like that, training and all that. He was like a fucking tank, man. So, you know, fought a lot of the greats in, like, during that time. You know, never back down from shit. Knocked the fuck out of Roberto Duran. And I think this is probably one of the most highly contested and highly questionable boxing outcomes ever when he fought Sugar Ray Leonard. And like Hagler was fucking him up like throughout the you know, beginning of the round towards the end. But what Leonard would do is he'd like, you know, start flurrying towards the end of the rounds or whatever. And they gave that fight to fucking Leonard instead of Hagler. And that pushed Hagler to, you know, just quit boxing. He said, fuck it, I'm picking up my ball and I'm going home. And he went to Italy and became a big movie star out there in Italy. You know what I mean? But listen, man. Hey, fuck you, y'all don't appreciate me. Fuck you. I that's what I like about him. It's like, oh, word, that's how we doing it. All right, I'm out. I mean, God bless the man. You know, he's gone, but like, that's what I take from him. You know what I'm saying? When I sit here and I think about it, like, you know what? If y'all not rocking with me, you don't like what it is I'm putting out. You don't like how, you know, you don't want to fuck with me. All right, I'm out. And I'm gonna do some shit that you never even thought of before. And I'm gonna make a whole bunch of money off of it. And that's what he did. He went to Italy, became a very big movie star out there. But I think apparently he, you know, I didn't know until yesterday that he left Italy. I thought he was out there for all them years. But apparently he, when he passed away, he was in New Hampshire. He had a home in New Hampshire. So yeah, again, like this shit is, it's like I know I'm jumping from. It sounds like I'm jumping from place to place, but the man lived an amazing life.
So from Brockton, Massachusetts, to Italy, and then.
To New Hampshire.
Transitioned to New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. All right. He's from Massachusetts. Close
from
enough.
From Mass.
He stayed in New England.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, cheers to the man. You know what I mean? I love your body, your work, man. Marvin, wherever you are, I hope, you know, that you're getting your flowers. I mean, I think he got his flowers while he was alive, but even more so now. He passed away at the relatively young age of 66. So rest in peace to the man. Cheers to you, sir.
Now he held his title for what, 6 or 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty long. Is that like one of the longest in history?
It has to be up there in my opinion. Yeah. Probably Bernard Hopkins. I think Bernard Hopkins surpassed him from like a title defense perspective. I think Bernard Hopkins had, and he was a middleweight great as well, obviously. But I think he defended his title in excess of about 20 times or something like that. But yeah, Hagler, 6 or 7 years, nobody could take the shit from him, because when he was honestly like I was talking about the fight against him and Sugar Ray Leonard, I think he won that fight. You know what I'm saying? Because he bought it, and Sugar Ray, I mean, it was smart and it was tactical, but he stole those late rounds or whatever. But usually, and when you're in a fight, it's like, who's the aggressor? Who's pressing the action? And if you want to win the title, you got to fight the champion. And Sugar Ray, in my opinion, didn't do that. So, I feel where the man came from. It's like, for real, this is what we're doing? Fuck you, I'm going to Italy.
Yeah, hard
work,
you don't care.
Yeah, but anyway, what else we got going on in the sports world, fellas? Like, I saw some shit. What's up, Jay? What you got, brother?
I got one. I wanna do a where it started and how's it going versus how's it going. So last week we talked about the great Patrick Ewing. I give him the great because he probably one of the top 50 players of all time, right? But people agree with that.
Yes. All right. Yes, we do.
So then there was some bullshit going on last week about them not knowing who he was in the garden, right? And if you guys were following, I don't know if anyone's following the NCAA tournaments right now. So the Big East tournament championship game was yesterday, right? So they didn't know who he was last week. Yesterday, he won his first Big East championship. So shout out to Patrick Ewing for winning. Rest in peace, the late John Thompson. So if you don't know who he is at this point, something's wrong with you guys. So
Google me, bitch.
Exactly. Not only was he a great player, but now he's a championship winning head coach for the Georgetown Hoyas. So and they beat the Creighton Blue Jays 73-48. So that's what I got.
They beat the shit out of him.
In the championship game. Exactly. So shout out to Pat Ewing. So that's what I got for sports.
Shout out to you, Pat. New York pride. You heard? You see how I think about Pat? I think about back home, like growing up and all that shit, watching him go against the Pacers and all that, watching him go against the Bulls and all that shit. And like, yeah, man. Shout out to Patrick Ewing, man. You well deserved, sir. Well fucking deserved. You heard? what else we got going on? The Nets are looking good. As much as I can't fucking stand James Harden, I saw a sequence that he did with DeAndre Jordan last night. That was fucking tremendous.
Oh, the pass and the pass back and the pass
back. That shit was smooth. As much as I don't like that motherfucker, I'm like, his roses. We're not going to go that far, okay? Pump the brakes. Pump your motherfucking brakes.
Has Blake Griffin started playing yet?
No. He's doing load management before he even starts.
Oh, God.
They don't need him right away. They don't need him, but
yeah, they will. They will.
Better make it to the finals, man. If they don't make it to the finals, it's a fucking disappointment.
I said that in the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Before Harden, yeah.
I think we all said that. Yep. Yeah.
But
I think the Sixers are first. Oh, matter of fact, and I know I'm going off the rails here, but like y'all saw Embiid got hurt, right?
Yep. There goes his MVP chances.
So it's like a serious injury.
Two to three weeks, but that's a significant amount of time. In the MVP race, LeBron hasn't missed a game, or he missed like one game. That's like one game so far this season.
That motherfucker has missed a vampire.
And now he's going to miss another like handful. They're not going to give it to him in a shortened season, right? It's only 72 games as opposed to 82, so he can't be missing 10 to 15, 20 games and still get MVP. So yeah, LeBron is probably going to get it, and then Harden and Dame and
Damian Lillard.
Is it
Dame?
Who's
poor Dame,
on...
man? Dame needs some help out there in Portland, man. I know our Portland listeners don't disagree with that. You know what I'm saying?
Demon Booker. That would be nuts. Yeah,
that would be a good stuff.
Trade CJ for Demon. Sorry, CJ, but I don't like you. Fuck you, CJ. If I see him, I'm punching your face.
Well, they're gonna need because CJ's a big, right? CJ's like a power forward center. They need somebody big on that team. So I don't
think he's not that big.
Nah, he's a small forward. Oh, he's a guard.
Nice guard.
Oh, okay, then yeah, get rid of him. I'm sorry, get rid of him. That shows how much I know about him. Just like
he's hurt though. He's not playing right now,
he's
right?
He's hurt. I think he's hurt.
He's hurt. He's hurt. Yeah.
For the year?
Even.
I think so.
He's been out for a while. Nurkic is also out.
He's back. No, he's out again.
Oh, he's well, they're not doing much.
They need like I've been saying, they need like a small forward or a power forward to stretch the floor. They need someone else who can share the load, and like it's just they're missing something, but I can't really completely put my finger on it.
Oh, Nurkic is close to being back, but he's not back yet.
Even with all of them, they'll get to maybe the second round.
Oh yeah, they're not winning anything.
Yeah,
even if they're all healthy. They're not coming out of the West.
I always said they need to gut that whole team and maybe keep one of the star players and start over.
Lakers and the Nets. I'm telling you now, that's what's going
on. Jazz looking real tough.
I want to say yes to them, but like they gotta keep it together in the playoffs.
You're not being playoff brawn. And the Browns is Anthony Davis back playing yet? I don't know.
Nope. He's out another 3 weeks too. Like, well, he'll be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks. So he's not. Yeah, who knows when he's going to be ready to play?
And how's the? Does anyone know their record as of late?
They're in like fourth place
without AD. No, I mean, I'm saying like, well, okay, my bad. So how have they been playing without him?
Not well.
Not as good. He's an integral part of that team. Yeah.
So yeah, I still think that I think they're gonna come back one more time. Yeah, but we'll see.
They're 4-6 in their last 10. I think it's even worse if you look like the last 20 games.
Shit.
Yeah, they're in third. If the Jazz keep playing the way they do, like they're gonna be extremely hard to beat.
Yeah, they're
Spider.
A good team.
Spider.
Yeah, I really think Shaq pissed off Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, you don't piss off someone like that. That's that good. That just makes them play better.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm gonna show you.
Word?
Like legit. Like, can you imagine? Like, Shaq is single-handedly responsible for the Jazz.
His best season. Yeah, I know. Best
Who takes the W?
Shaq is a dickhead.
But that's what I call. You know what I call that? I call that a word factor. You know what I mean? Anybody listening to this that's from New York, you know what that sounds like. You know what that means? A word? Okay. I'm gonna show you.
Hold that.
Yeah, hold my beer. There you go. That's another way. Hold my beer. You can't do such and such. Hold my beer. Okay, I got you. All right. We're going to see what's what. We're going to see what's what. Anything else we want to talk about in the sports world, fellas?
Is A-Rod considered sports?
A-Rod and J-Lo?
It's over.
Because I saw last night that they're working on it.
Did you see the post? They had
engagement's over.
Yeah, he was on a boat by himself, kind of like saying, hey, what are you guys doing? And then they reported that she was out in the Dominican Republic. So they're not even, you know, close together. And they were like reportedly always on top of each other. You would see like New Year's Eve.
Yeah, he was there,
every little event. And then they were supposed to be planning this big wedding, but now it's kind of like radio silence. So they were saying something. I can't remember the name of the TV star that he was linked with. What the rumor was that he's possibly cheating, but nothing's been confirmed. But it looks like the wedding's off. No, like, they were planning the wedding.
Like 4 years? Like, I thought they were together for a while.
Yeah,
they've been together a while. I think they've been together for 5, but they've been engaged for 2.
Yep.
Which is a really long engagement.
Yeah, especially when you got the money.
What say you, Cash? What say you, Cash?
Did you see the memes of her with
I was going to say that.
Jennifer Lopez Thanos. So basically,
she got all her engagement rings on.
Yeah, so it's from the first dude she married, then it was the Christian guy, and then I think she was and then I think she was married to Mark Anthony, and now it's A-Rod. And then they threw Diddy and some other dude she was messing with. And, you know, to each is their own. But I'm like, yo, damn, if she really does have 5 engagement rings from, like, 3 or 4 solid dudes, that's a trust fund for her kids. If she just put those away, that's some solid. If she don't give them back, of course. But, you know, just shout out to her, I guess. Yeah. Like Juicy said, like Juicy J said, her DM's about to be lit if it's true. So.
She's J-Lo. You said Thanos? You said Thanos, she J-Los.
Wait, but they did issue a statement last night, apparently. Like,
the yeah, that, yeah. Allegedly.
Saying that they're quote unquote working through some things.
Nobody cares. Nobody believes you either.
I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt it. That's happening.
Facts.
But
free to rule.
Shout out to them. Or not.
Or not.
Whatever.
Or not.
Right.
Or no. Or no.
Let's get into some Portland news. Jay, what's going on out there? Police are costing like Portland $1.14 million. What the fuck?
Oh, I think that was a base article. Somebody just put it under my name.
Somebody.
That was kind of slick.
Yeah. Who's fucking around here, huh?
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Are you sure?
I mean, I read a little bit. I mean, like it's a lot of.
You put it there to put your name.
I didn't do it, but. I mean, there's a lot of cases like with police brutality. That's what happened, and they're costing the government a ton of money in these cases. So
it was I.
Oh. I knew it was somebody. I was like, wait, this must be a typo because I don't remember posting this. But you know, like you said, it's a good point. It is costing a lot of money, but just the one. I think the settlement from or the suit from last year with the guy that got killed. Was like $975,000, and it's costing it's costing the city like what, over $1.3 million or something crazy, because they want all the police officers to have body cams is they want it to result in. So you know things are seen a little more fair.
Which right. is transparency. But tangentially speaking, once again, did you guys hear that George Floyd's family is going to be awarded $27 million of them things?
Nah, I didn't hear that. Oh, that's
good. $27 million.
Yep.
And that trial starting soon against Derek Chauvin, and right there's going through jury selection right now.
I think they
shot
it
right
down
now.
To like third degree murder or something like
well,
that.
Well, So second degree murder was originally on the table, and it still is. The judge actually added on third degree as an additional potential charge. So basically, he could be convicted of either or both. So if second degree is a higher standard, if they can't meet that. Then they go with third degree, he'll still go to jail for some amount of time. So it's actually a good thing that they put it back on the table, I think.
The idealist / realist in me says it should be first fucking degree.
Oh, of course.
But, you know, but I guess we'll take whatever we can get. But I mean, money doesn't bring George back, nothing like that. But at least they're getting something, you know, and they can take that money to do whatever it is they want to do with it. Shout out to that man that they paying that family, and rest in peace to Breonna Taylor. I think yesterday was either her birthday or the day that she, you know, that shit happened or something like that.
I think it was the day it happened.
The day that it happened.
I think that's what it was, like a year anniversary since that happened. Yeah.
And they acquitted the boyfriend of all charges.
Oh, really?
Definitely as well. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Like from shooting a cop or some shit like that. So. Or shooting at him or something as well. So, you know, some leaps and bounds. And I think also Mike Brown Jr.'s his dad is like he's getting that Black Lives Matter apparently because they're not like supporting them like how they should. I read that headline as well. I don't know all the specifics behind that too. But it's a lot of moving pieces, a lot of shit going on out there, man. So, you know, hopefully things resolve themselves as they should. But
shout out to Megan Thee Stallion and Fashion Nova. They donated $100,000 to the Breonna Taylor Foundation yesterday on the anniversary.
That's what's up. Hand clap. No doubt. Well, I guess that brings us to the fashion world, guys, right? So what's going on with sneaker collaborations and Jordans and all that shit, Bass? What you got on that, brother?
We all know how sneaker collaborations have gotten like pretty big in the past few years. So I think it was Complex, this article. They talked about like the top few ones, and I just looked at the top three, and the number three was the Travis Scott and Nike SB Dunk Low.
Yeah, that's just dope. The backwards check, that shit looked dope.
Number two was the Ben & Jerry Nike SB Dunk Lows. Probably seen those too.
Oh, the shit with like the
chunky dunky,
like the cow
chunky
pattern.
Yes. And number one, they gave the off-white Air Jordan 5s. So.
Okay.
We're okay. Dope too.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Ben and Jerry's probably over the off whites. Yeah. Definitely.
Wait, I don't. What? Why are we dismissing Jordans?
No, it's just the all the collaboration itself, not Jordan.
I know, but I'm looking at the off-white fives, and they look better than anything else on this list. So I agree that it's number one.
Subjective, I guess. That's cool. What you like. That's what you
there
like.
You go.
That's
another question. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
So wait, the other question J.E., you're saying the Ben and Jerry's you would put over that?
100%. You want to know why?
Yes, I do.
I love Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
But you can't.
Half baked is my favorite. And I got a whole bunch of Dunks. Like, I started off copping Dunks in high school. So
he got a room in the crib flavor? Just for Dunks.
Say the favorite flavor one more time for the people.
Half baked.
That's right. Thank you.
That's the one. Delicious.
Delectable.
So it's a nostalgia thing for you.
It's subjective.
Multiple levels.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. I appreciate the explanation, sir.
No problem.
From an aesthetic point of view, though, it looks like barf. I'm not going to lie.
That's your opinion. And that's fine.
Listen, I know it's not even a collaboration, but the best sneakers of all time to me are my holy grails, the Cool Gray 11s. You heard? And I think after this call, I might just go and drop $400 on
that. I think you need to do something, because you can't just keep inserting it randomly into every conversation.
Hey, what do we think is going on about Corona? You know what I want? The Cool Gray 11.
Also, I totally disagree with number 10 on this list, because I think I disagree with it's the Supreme Air Force Ones. Like,
oh, they're super basic.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It says Supreme, right?
Yeah, on a tiny little logo.
Now, I know some of y'all probably fuck with Supreme, but that shit is like the biggest ripoff ever, man.
It totally
They put Supreme on shit and it makes it hot. Get the fuck out of here.
It's really big on streetwear.
Didn't fucking J.R. Smith get a Supreme tattoo?
Somebody did. Someone.
Yeah, it was J.R. Smith. It was J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
It was the great Kelly Oubre, I think. Kelly Oubre is the one that got the Supreme tattoo, if I'm not mistaken.
Nah, man, it was JR too.
Is it JR?
Smith.
Maybe they both got it.
I'm typing it in now. JR Smith. Yeah. Maybe they both.
It's definitely him, because Google auto-completed that shit. It's JR. It might be both, but JR got it.
And he had to cover it up. The league made him cover it up.
Oh, yeah. He got it all up his calf. It's his whole right calf. Damn.
Also, in terms of resale cost, the Chunky Dunkies are like half the price of the off-whites. So, in terms of practicality, you could go with the Chunky Dunkies. And they never made a black off-white one. I don't know why. It was the red, and it was the blue, and it was like that tan color, but there was never a black one.
Right.
I think Kelly Oubre might have tried to wear Supreme like sleeves.
Yeah,
he totally did when he was with the Wizards.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. Yeah.
I'm mistaken. Nah, but that's all good.
I would say my favorite combo. Though, well, that too. I would say Supreme, they did do a decent, what shoe was that? The Foamposite that they did, that Supreme collaboration with the Foamposite. Mm-hmm. That's probably my favorite Supreme sneaker collaboration. That was fire. But, you know, as of late, you know, they just put a little, Supreme logo on things and they call it fire, and I don't like that as well. Hey, I'm sorry. Listen, I like some of their clothes and their streetwear is pretty dope, but like the sneaker collaborations aren't all that.
Actually make original designs of clothing?
Yeah, they're like streetwear king, like this streetwear, like top.
Yeah, no, they'll have like a t-shirt and it'll say Supreme, or they'll have like corduroy or jackets.
Yeah,
and
no.
Have apparel.
I don't mean like that, like where it's a white tee with their logo. Like, do they actually do design? So, like J.E. said, the Foamposites, right? Like, so these ones.
Yeah.
So they actually design ours. So do they? Yeah, I agree. So do they have clothing along this line where they actually make a design of something?
Yeah, they do.
All right, cool.
Aren't they like a skate brand? They started as a skate brand in probably the 90s or whatever, early 90s, and they just blew up into like this big street fashion culture brand. So yeah, they're estimated at a lot of money, but you know, some of the stuff is pretty cool. Some of it's like really basic, but it's very hyped. definitely hyped.
Yeah. I'm looking at these dad Jordans you posted, Base, and them shits are kind of fly. So maybe I'm a fucking man. I like them shits, though. They look super comfortable and stylish. I think it's like Jordan, a gummy bubble.
Woo, the Jordan fire. MA2's Air Max. It has the Air Max 20 unit in the bottom, so.
Yes, yeah, sir.
The air bubble fire. Is the only. I'm not crazy about the air bubble, but the rest of the shoe I like. You know, and I was saying in a different colorway, where it's more like it's not as
all black.
Well, for sure, all black, but like something where it's not highlighted and like in you know, its own color.
I like the off white, the off white part, yep, portion of it too. Yep. Like little tag on there.
Yep.
Very well done. Nice touch.
Yeah, there's a lot I like about it. It wasn't as offensive as I thought it was gonna be when I saw the link.
So speaking of Jordan, do you think, I think a lot of people have this idea that the only thing that's really come close to that, like Jordan nostalgia, is, have been the collabs. What do you guys think?
Who wants to start? Because I can speak on this all day.
I'll go for it.
Cash.
Go ahead.
Look,
he's saying Jay can take it.
Oh, me? Oh, I can lead off on the topic. So I guess for reference, I would say to me, and you can take this whatever way you want, from Jordan 1 to probably 17, mm-hmm, I think those were like the best Jordans. Maybe 18. Yeah. 1 to 18 were like the best Jordans. Anything that's come after that is kind of like trash to me. Yeah, to me personally. And I'm not including Team Jordans. So if that's not the conversation right now. Some of them were okay, but I'm not talking about Team Jordans. I'm talking about the actual ones that actually came out.
The retro.
So, all the retros. And then when they do collabs, they always do collabs on the retros. I haven't really seen any collaborations on like the new iteration. I don't even know what number they're on at this point. So
like 35 or 36 or something like that.
Yeah.
Some shit. I don't right, fucking know.
Right.
But yeah, it don't fucking matter.
No. So I would
say it's just
would,
a trash.
Right. I would say, yeah, the reworking of the older silhouettes is definitely something that I like, and I like the collaborations with that. So anything, yep, that they put out for, you know, a new model, I'm not really that interested in. The dad, yeah, shoes, though, I agree with
Uza,
and I agree with you, Feeve. Those, they're pretty cool, you know, yeah, as a new iteration. But other, yeah, than that, in the past years, I haven't seen anything really good.
What about regular? What about other collaborations, just like coming together to try, like those in general outside of Jordan? Do you think any of those can compete with any of the other Jordans as far as like sneaker, like in the, no, sneaker culture?
No. Yeah. Well, that I just said I like the Chunky Dunky over the Five. So
Chunky,
yeah,
Dunkies. I like that name just because I sound Chunky Dunkies.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I feel like that's what sneakerheads or hypebeasts or whoever are seeking right now. A lot of them are collaborations. I don't think they're just like shoes that are coming out.
Yeah,
people,
yeah,
love the collabs.
Hypebeasts, we know about you.
Exactly. Yo, Cash, you got it, man.
No, yeah. So like I was saying, so I guess the question was in terms of nostalgia. I said in terms of nostalgia, I would think no, because Jordan has like 20, 30 years of like mine credit or whatever on what I grew up on. So anything that's coming out now, it would have to be influenced by
one of the articles
to be whatchamacallit, to be better. So it, like, do other shoes look better than Jordans? Absolutely. But in terms of nostalgia, like, oh, I remember as a kid when I first saw the 11s, when I first got my pair of 3s, when I remember when I wanted the Infrared 6. I remember that. As opposed to if I see some Bape stuff, okay, I remember, I associate Bape with like the Clips Lil Wayne bullshit. Yeah. Like some shoes make me think of things. As opposed to now if I see a pair of A6 gel lights, I'm like, okay. That's nice. Right. Or if I see a pair of Vans, I think skateboard. I have no attachment to skateboards, but that's just like, some things need to, over time, you build that attachment. But if you're coming out like brand new, you would have to pull from something like, oh shit, I do like those. Like any shoe with patent leather, I judge very highly because of the 11s. So if you're not going to do it right, don't do it. Or if it's like a low profile shoe, like, you know how like there's a million Jordan 1 replicas from China now, one with the breast, one with the gun, the guy with the lightning bolt, which is the best one, me personally. That references off of something I like. So it's not a collab per se. And yes, it's like high manufactured, like bootlegs maybe, depending, because you told me like the sole is like, if you didn't point it out, I would never know the sole is a little more, it's like definitely thicker than the original ones.
Yeah.
But I would get those because those relate to the sneakers that I actually do like, as opposed to if you come out with a silhouette that's like the same price as a Jordan, but I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't know how that shoe fits. Yeah, so it's kind of like, okay. So
I don't think there's been any new sneakers that have come out that look better than like the Jordans that we're talking about, like from 1 to 18.
1 to 13. 1 to 13.
One to 16.
Not even,
foamposites, like that's it. But I don't really consider them new because Kanye, they actually came out.
There's no real sneaker model that came out that's like everything like retro is like retro shit. It's been very, very rare, like to Boots's point. There's been very, very rare something revolutionary came out. Like maybe those NMDs from Adidas, maybe those, but
like the Psy Collective guys, like his stuff is all kind of based on the ones, no? I like pretty much most of his shoes. So like maybe he like that's it, but I have to think like all of them are based on something that I already know I like.
Like the sock shoes that I have, they're probably based off of the Yeezys, because the Yeezys are the first sock shoe, but I'm pretty sure Kanye West was not the first, but he's the first one I saw.
Whatever shoe does a sock one.
Yeah. Or the Balenciaga, the Roshis.
Yeah, the Roshis.
And then, like, the ones, me particularly, I have very particular feet, so I'm not fucking around with nobody. Don't do half sizes when it comes to that one silhouette, because it's either too fucking big or your feet will hurt and swell. So, TMI, but that's just how it rolls.
No, my God. The feet always have to be comfortable, you heard?
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I need to get my reflexology foot massage sooner rather than later. My quarterly reflexology foot massage. It's very therapeutic.
What's going on, listeners? This is JE representing for the High and Low Lives, and you're listening to the High Life Show. Like, comment, subscribe. We want to know what's on your minds. Keep it locked.
But all right, though. I was reading this story about this young lady who was talking about never kissing and telling, and
her, I knew you would like that story.
Yeah. You want to expand upon this one though, man, and then I can kind of, you know, bounce off of what you say.
I'll give you this. I'll set it up and give you the background.
Yeah, so, yeah. Go ahead.
This woman she's in her 30s. So there's two guys. Let's call one of the guys like super stable. So he's super stable guy, and then there's another guy who's poly. And overall, she's into BDSM. So, but they're both of the guys are into this. So. The stable guy she's with him for like long distance or whatever, right? So those two are together, and at some point they're like, okay, let's make this like a monogamous relationship, right? And she was bit with both of these guys, so like the stable guy and the guy who's poly, and she's also into that poly stuff too. So like I said, after some time they made it monogamous, and so she just stayed with the stable guy. But at some point they wanted to make it more, or he wanted to make it more serious because they were long distance and moved together. So she went through this like mental breakdown, and they ended up breaking up because she was like, maybe this poly lifestyle that I was living is more important than I thought it was. So she goes crazy, hooks up with a bunch of people, goes back with the poly guy. But then after a while, she's like, you know what? I really liked stable guy. So she goes back to him. But those two guys know each other and don't like each other. So once they get back together, the stable guy's like, cool, whatever you did, what you needed to do, you got it.
Very mature, man.
But he's like, oh, I'm glad that you didn't hook up with Poly guy. And she's like, yeah, no, I didn't do that.
She lied.
She also finds out she has HPV too. So, and she's figuring like, I had to have gotten it from Poly guy because that's the only guy she had unprotected sex with. So at this point, she's like, so this is where we're at now. We're at this current point where she's like, I have HPV. Like, should I tell him like what happened? Should I tell him where I got it from? So thoughts.
Listen, man, you can't. Oh, man, that's a lot to unpack. But I'll try and like get the clip notes of my thoughts on this shit. But no, man, like you can't do that to people, dog. Like you got to figure out what the fuck it is that you want. You can't have your cake and eat it too. I say this a lot, you know what I mean? And I get ridiculed for it, but it's the truth. You can't have one foot in, one foot out, hokey pokey and with shit like that. You got to
if you want to be calm and live like that shit comes after you wild for the night. That's how it works. You know, you got to get all that wild shit up out of you. And then you can settle down. And you have to, not have to, but, you know, you got to, you know, you can't even, like, in my opinion, you got to stray away from doing things that makes your significant other, like, mind wander and all that shit, man. So that's not good. You know, it's like, and now look at it. She got HPV and she's lying to the dude, fucking his head up and all of that. So, you know, but at the same time, it's the dude's fault as well. I'm pretty sure that he picked up signs as well. And sometimes, you know, you're living in that fairy tale world, acting as if, you know, you're not seeing the things that you're seeing. So you have to be realistic with yourself, too, because we all, like, listen, I'll say this, like, me and my godbrother have this saying, right? Always trust your gut. Anytime you go against what your gut is telling you, you're going to lose. But if you go with what your gut is saying, you'll at least feel good about it, right or wrong or whatever the fuck. So, you know, my hunch is that the guy knew what type of time she was on, especially before those, like, well, all that back and forth shit. Okay, you can go and do whatever it is that you want, and I'm okay with it. And now you're back to me and all that. Your mind is gonna wander, so you can't lie to yourself, and you can't, you know. That's my thoughts on it. But Boozer, what do you have to say about it, brother?
So I think it's the time that they were apart. Like, it was specifically so that she could figure out what she needed. And it was, I think, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So since then is when they have been living together, and they've pretty much been living this in this monogamous relationship for the last 2 years or more. And she didn't mention any infidelity. So I think both of them have been faithful. So there's no poly stuff going on. It was just in that however month stretch it was where they weren't together is when she was with the poly guy, like, one last time. Mm-hmm. And is when she's saying she thinks she got the HPV. So I do think that she did figure stuff out, and they've both essentially been happy together in a monogamous relationship for multiple years. And the real question or dilemma she's having is whether she basically kills all of that by telling the guy, oh, you know, I did actually sleep with the one guy who you didn't want me to.
Yeah, you got it, because it's going to come out. She got to say something. It's going to come out. It's going one way or another.
Does she have to say something about that guy? Or I think she just...
About the HPV. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Not the, but, like, it's going to come out. You got it.
Yeah, no. She has to tell him about
the HPV. He's going to catch it and be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, exactly. But who knows? Like, but the advice that she got in the article was that you don't, you know, you're saying you're assuming that you got the HPV from poly guy, but you don't really know for sure. Like, you're kind of using
that
as...
She got it from dog. She got it. The fuck? Get the fuck out of here. She got it from him.
That dude is stable. He wasn't even fucking around. I guarantee you. But anyway, go ahead.
Well,
you don't really know, but come on. Come on, buddy.
But does she mess up both their lives now by admitting she was with the guy? Because I think if she says she got HPV, it's not as, I mean, it's bad, but it's...
Dog, it's going to come out, man. What's done to the dog is going to come to light. It's going to come out.
He'll stay with her, though.
Might as well just say something.
He'll stay with her, probably, if she just says, oh, I got HPV, and I don't know where I got it from. But if she says, oh, I got it, and it was most likely from poly dude, then it's a wrap, right? And then she moved wherever the fuck she moved to, you know, from across the world or whatever, for no good reason. But she got to go back
to Iceland.
So I don't know. I think their relationship can survive the HPV. I don't think it can survive her admitting that she was with the guy. And I don't think she should necessarily say she was with that guy, because, like I said, they've been fine for years now after the fact. It's not like that she's still having thoughts or wishes of being back with this dude. She's fine with the monogamous guy.
Yeah, I mean, look, you don't share everything, but things that can impact your significant other, you do need to share. I mean, she can, to your point, I do agree. Maybe don't tell her about the dude, but you got to say something about the HPV.
Yeah,
because he obviously doesn't have it. So how? Anyway, Cash, what do you think? Let me shut the fuck up.
How do you catch HPV?
Sex.
Oh, is it a sexual transmitted disease?
Okay.
Sex.
So yeah, so
coitus.
Yeah, bumping so ugly. She has to if it's not transmittable by dirty toilet seats or improper doctor sanitization methods, then yeah, then she has
bars.
So she has to say something. And yeah, no, I just said no, this type of people, there's no need for this article. Like he basically was like, do what you gotta do, but not do this. And what did she do? That.
Well,
do that.
No. I don't think he said it though before. It was after the fact. Well, I don't know.
He was okay with it. He told her
from the beginning. They knew about each other. So when they were first dating. Like he knew that they were together, and he was, once they got monogamous, so she knew they disliked each other.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So now, I mean, she just got to say, because I guess you have to have be somewhat honest. Like, okay, I have this. You should probably get tested. Or is it like herpes where it's forever? Like, there's no coming back.
Forever.
It's forever.
Yeah. I mean, well, okay. So you know, obviously,
well,
you know.
No, it is. All right, go ahead.
Apparently,
the version she has is forever, because if she's had it for over 2 years, it's not going away. It would have gone away already.
Please share your welcome, sir.
I don't know, because I didn't read the article, so I didn't want to get into this conversation to begin with. Be honest with you, I'm like, I'm gonna let you guys.
Just, here we are.
No, but here we are. You got to.
Oh, man. So the concern with that is a lot of the time it clears itself. If you have sex, you're going to get HPV. That's just, you know, common knowledge just out there. You can go on the CDC for HPV. I'm just saying it's going to happen. And a lot of the times it clears itself. There's certain forms of it, you know, out there that, you know, can cause potential cancer, or you might have, or you might end up.
You're going to give them cancer. No.
Genital warts. That's probably one of the signs that people see most of the time, that they're like, oh, okay, this is what that's from, the HPV virus. So I don't know enough about the article. I didn't read her symptoms or anything like that, so I can't really say too much. But, you know, it all depends on the type that she has. And the thing with men, there's no test for men. There's tests for women, but there's no test for men.
Right.
So that's just my two cents. I'm backing out.
Yeah, no, well, you hit all the scientific parts that was mentioned in the article. They didn't go in on, like, what her symptoms are, but she did say, like, it's been over 2 years, and I still have it. So she's like, it's probably not going away.
And you don't know what she's not. Oh, God.
And she didn't mention cancer. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. I pray for the woman, but you don't know what she's sharing, what she's not sharing in that article, too. You know what I'm saying?
That was a lot to share, though. You think she's still holding back?
Hell yes. Fucking yes. Go ahead, Cash.
I have nothing left to add. I hope everybody goes well.
Okay, I'll conclude on this note. The dude here, I think, shares a lot of, not blame, but like he's fully invested in this. Like he's part of this too, and he's part of the problem, part of the situation.
He is. Because he consented
to all of this shit, essentially. Like he said go and fuck around, basically. And the fact that he said his one condition was don't do this guy. I mean, so what? If she had gone with a different dude and got HPV, we would be in the same...
Same difference. Yeah, exactly. So it's his fault, too. We do it to ourselves, man. And so
that's just their lifestyle, totally right? That they that both too. Have consented to. So she did what she did. She got what she got. And now he has to sort it out and decide whether he's cool with it.
Yep. Cash?
I would like to just play devil advocate. I would like to place 90% of the blame on the woman.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
And it's only because that is a unique relationship, right? So they don't conform to modern societal rules, right? In terms of, hey, go do whatever you want, right? Because that's not something most people tell their spouse, significant other. Most people is like, no, you're with me, and if you don't want to be with me, that's your business. Don't come back. So most people say, okay, if you're going to do what you want. However, there is this one caveat. And she violated that one restriction, and she came back with some potentially life-threatening illness. And I don't understand how that's this gentleman. That's, I guess, this is a gentleman's fault, the 10%, for creating that environment, but that's how he lives his life. You understand? So that, I hope I'm not offending anybody. You can't tell your girl, oh, go fuck around.
and then because you tell her go fuck around, that's more opportunities for her to catch something if she's not.
She gonna do it. I mean, and, girl, and God, you no tell rubbers. Somebody. Yeah. Oh God. You tell girl or guy, doesn't matter. Gender roles don't matter in this sort of thing. You tell someone to go be wild for the night, they're gonna be wild for the night, wild for the night. So you can't welcome that shit into your space. You know, you gotta have your non-negotiables and don't negotiate them. And I'm totally guilty of it. So, you know, hey, I mean, I agree with Cash's doling out of percentages there though. So Bass, what do you think, sir?
I think overall is your lifestyle. Do what you want. But at the end of the day, if you're gonna affect someone else by giving them an STI, like you should give them the opportunity to make the choice.
Exactly. I always say give me a choice as opposed to giving me no choice. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm totally like I agree with
you. But I'd rather if you step out on me and you catch this, don't come back. I'd rather just not know. I'd rather think you got captured in a trafficking ring or some other bullshit. Just don't. I'd rather just not deal with that.
But that means you wouldn't have been the type of person to allow them to go do this in the first place.
Yeah. I'm not that mature and caring to be like, hey, you know what? Go fuck everybody. I'm not like that.
I wouldn't have said that either. I ain't going to go be wild for the night. If you want to do that, like Cash said, goodbye. Take care. I love you. And I wish you the best. But yeah, Booza, I do agree though. Like it's like, you know, if she does tell him the truth, she should not say everything. Don't say that she was with that guy, because that's gonna be a deal breaker. Great article, Bass. But go ahead, Booza. I'm sorry.
Truples, right? That's Thruples, they're apparently like blowing up and having kids and raising kids now too. So
with COVID, societal norms have gone out the window. So
they've been there.
Yeah.
Right. So the whole idea that hey, this is so outside the norm, like what this couple is going through. Booza, maybe
I saw a video of a woman approaching a couple on a beach. She said to them, "Hey, do you think I'm attractive?" The guy said, "Yeah." The girl said, "I think you're beautiful for a woman, yes." She's like, "Can we have a threesome?" So the guy was like, "I wouldn't be opposed to that. What do you think?" And the girl was like, "What the hell do you mean? What do I think?" And she's like, "Yeah, you said I'm beautiful, so you want to do this? Like, I think your man is handsome." She's like, "Do you want to die today?" So, and then I'll have to say this. Some people may not be okay with that situation, so it's really presented to them in their personal life. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? So, to this point, I hope this man gets out of this whole free-form creative bullshit about love is love.
Don't let nobody bring you into their dark universe, man. You can't do that shit.
Because clearly
you're gonna be an unhappy camper.
Because BDSM is just, you know, it appears to the uninitiated to be, you know, very unique. I don't want to say abusive, but they're into some things that most
people think you know. You think you know, but you have no idea.
Exactly.
Fucking tremendous. But let's go into even more craziness. Motherfucking Kanye West wants to rename the Westchester City. What is it? He wants to rename. Right. And he wants to rename Rye and take the R out of it. And he's offering him money. He's offering him millions. I mean, Kanye's what, a billionaire right now? He's a functional billionaire. He's saying take the R out of Rye so it can become the city of Ye. The motherfucker's crazy, but you can't help but love him, man. Jesus. It's amazing. Like he goes for what he wants, and I love that. I like that aspect of him. He goes what the fuck he wants.
Yeah. And the good thing about it is like he's not just coming out of left field and just wanting the city to be named after him and that's it. He's actually, he would want it to be named after him, and he'll take up shop there. He's looking to buy a house or a mansion.
That'll bring a lot of revenue to the city.
He's going
to
build a studio, or he's going to have a recording studio there. And he wants to, I think he actually already identified the building that he wants to turn into a church to have his Yeezy Sunday service.
Church of Yay? Ooh, yeah, that definitely, man.
So he attractions. Basically wants to become the mayor of Yayville. And once
I'm for it, New York,
to become
do it,
yay, New York. Which, anyone who's been to Rye Playland, it might now be known as Yay Playland.
Oh, yeah, which, yeah.
I've heard this before.
Yeah.
They better fucking do it. They better do
so
it.
So, I don't know how much money he's offered, but yeah, the article just said millions, which could be anything from two to whatever.
Yes.
But, it's not going
to
happen.
The world needs this. Needs to happen.
It's not going to happen because Rye isn't just some like no-name place. There's actually like people who live there who they don't need the money. I don't think necessarily.
They'll be like, I don't want this.
I'm pretty sure, right? The demographic who live there doesn't really want everything that Kanye is looking to bring.
Fucking party poopers.
So he might need to go. He might be able to buy a city in Wyoming and just name it Ye.
You want to be in New York, though.
What did you say, Bass?
I said you want to be in New York, though.
Oh, right. Yeah, but it ain't happening here. It's too close to New York City.
Yeah.
Go to the Adirondacks or something.
This needs to happen. It needs to happen. And even though the townspeople don't want it to happen, they need to get out of the way of greatness and let this fucking place be called the town of Ye.
Yeah, I would fucking
go there.
I'm for it.
I would go.
Yeah, exactly. I would go too. He needs to go.
Let him set up shop there, yeah. And let him have a fucking Sunday service where he plays We Major, and I will fucking cry every piece of tear that is in my body. You hear me? I will cry for 7 nights. You heard? This needs to fucking happen. I am for it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, come on, Ryan, New York, get your shit together. Sell the rights to Kanye. Let's do this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Awe-inspiring, wonderful article. Thank you, Boozer. And getting into even more awe-inspiring, just heartwarming, just beautiful shit. Fucking Mackenzie Scott, the Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. Yes, ex-wife. You know, they broke up, divorced, and she got billions upon billions and became, I think, like the 20th richest person on the planet or some shit like that. But guess what? She remarried. Okay, she remarried to a gentleman named Dan Jewett, I believe, a science teacher. And guess what? He fucking won. Shout out to you, sir. You are a classy human in perpetuity forever, because he's marrying a billionaire. He won. He fucking won. And I fucking love it. I love to hear shit like this, because he's marrying rich, and obviously he ain't got to worry about a goddamn thing ever again. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. What do we think about this, fellas?
I mean, City Boy's up, man. City Boy's up. That's all you gotta say. The City Boy's up. I mean, it's kind of. I don't know how long she's been knowing this man, because I think they just got divorced not too long ago.
But
Bass doesn't want me to be so misogynistic. Women can do what they want with themselves, isn't that right?
They can.
Why can't
yes,
we?
They
right?
can.
We free will, baby. Do what you want to do.
So
live your life.
That being said, Yeah, what's his name? Dan?
Dan Jewett.
Dan's the
Dan
man.
Jewett. Yeah, Dan Jewett. Dan, you was Dan a fucking legend. I love you. I hope you and your family are doing amazing. You were inspiring to me and everybody
I
know. I mean,
I think I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. I mean, imagine you that old in life and you come across a billionaire just loose in these streets, giving away money. Giving away money to black schools, giving away money to health. And she just like, I like you. Man, you better put on the line every night.
Boozer, what do you think?
To be precise here, she is worth, or was worth at the time of the divorce, $53 billion. She's already donated $4.2 billion.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, she's already donated $4.2 billion, and she plans on donating a whole lot more.
Say it again, Boozer. 400 what?
No, $53 billion.
Billion would have.
I had $53 yesterday, so that's just inspiration.
It's a whole lot of money. Like, it doesn't even matter.
That's a lot of money.
Cheesecake Factory yesterday, so this is just, you know, goals for me. You know, my leg slipped.
And just so we don't lose sight of
inspiring. Oh Jesus. Oh,
yeah, gosh. No. To be even more inspired, that's just a quarter of Jeff Bezos's net worth.
Yo, imagine a lady $50 billion be like, yo, peace.
I'm out.
Yo,
mic drop.
I make you too much money, Jeff. You at my house every other day. Pause. I make you too much money. But man, shout out to Dan Jewett. Shout out to Mackenzie. Like I said, I gotta say, just to be transparent, there's a lot that I don't. It's kind of quick, so I don't know if they were separated for a long time and you just waited. For
exactly.
She was plotting that. She was plotting that. No, I'm joking.
So shout out to
maybe
also,
maybe not.
Sticking to Jeff for a second, he turned down an invitation by Congress to speak on like inequality.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a big fuck you to Jeff in there somewhere, because like he don't want to go and explain why, you know, he's not philanthropic. right? That's been a big complaint against him. So she's the complete opposite end of him. Yeah. He doesn't give away much of his money. He hasn't. I think he finally did set up something either early this year or late last year, some sort of fund. But he is not known to be generous. He's no Bill Gates out here. He's no, you know.
Oh, his, yeah. Scrooge McDuck shit.
He's no Mackenzie Scott either. So she's out here. She's already given away, you know, over $4 billion. Okay. He's done nothing.
I have a counterpoint to Jeff.
Yes, go ahead. I think I'm going to side with you, Cash. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a counterpoint to Jeff not being, philanthropic, if you will. If you make that much money, right?
Yeah.
America is all about you pull yourself up from your bootstrap.
The bootstrap.
Assuming you're not tied down by the oppressive net of white supremacy, but we won't get into
right.
that.
Right. That's another conversation. Y'all ain't ready for that convo, though. Yeah.
The theory, so if I guess by his mind, if I'm worth half of the known working world, why should I have to give any of that money away? It's a real fucked up mindset, but at some point, some people are just selfish. I know some people who don't even have a percent of what he has and don't give shit to nobody. So why is Jeff bad as opposed to that? Just playing devil's advocate, not saying I agree, but
yeah, absolutely.
The whole thing, like, why does the welfare of the whole planet rest on one man's shoulders as opposed to the entire government structure?
Right.
That's
so
in place.
I totally agree with everything that you're saying. And I'll say this, I'll preface what I'm about to say with the fact that some may look at me as an altruist. I do believe myself personally, if I have it and I cannot, and I, you know, when I feel the need to give, I will give. But at the same time, regardless, I mean, he could be a trillionaire for all I care. He does not have to give anyone shit. He worked his ass off for that. You see the old pictures of him with the fucking bullshit ass air spray can, spray painted fucking Amazon logo, working in that fucking office, haircut all fucked up. He looking crazy and all that shit. That man worked for every single dollar that he has, and he doesn't have to if he doesn't want to. You know what I mean? So, hey, you know, tough cookies, bitch. Like, you know,
that's not
like,
saying he shouldn't, but he
doesn't. Yeah, right, have right. He should, but he doesn't have to. So,
like, for I guess, Boozo, contrarily speaking, you can say if he were to give away $1 billion, right, would that change anything?
For who, him or the people he's giving it to?
Both.
It's sure as shit not going to change anything for him.
Right. So but I guess could, in his mind, if I have $1 billion, right, if I'm going to do something, I can't do anything with it because it's not going to help the real problem because it's a systemic issue of poverty and stuff like that.
Me no, just, but it can if it can help many people individually
for a short period of time before they go back to where they was before making shit worse. You've seen the movies.
Yeah, but there are sustainable ways to help people get out of poverty. And also, this doesn't have to be relegated to just helping people in the U.S., right? Yeah. There are people much worse off in parts of the world that can be helped with a lot less money than...
Because the only true rich person I know that is trying to actually just do away with their money is Bill Gates. Like, yeah. I don't need this shit. It's too much. And Jeff is like, you know what? I want to go...
That motherfucker is evil. Bill Gates is evil.
Yes, he is.
He's trying to kill us. No, I'm just joking.
So J.E. and Bezos, do you think that Bezos should give away his money to help the world?
Not if he don't want to. It's his money. Would that be nice? Yeah, but he doesn't. There's nothing saying that I don't think he should if he doesn't want to.
It's like kicking out your lady for not doing on-demand toppy, you know? Yeah, no, you can edit that out. No, it would be nice, but you can't really go to a lawyer and say this isn't working out.
Well, for toppy, no, but for the full entree, yes.
Oh god.
Just so we're clear, you can go to a lawyer for that.
Oh, you can. You're not saying.
This conversation is taking wild turns.
I love it. We ain't edited shit for this episode.
I'm fine letting that play. That's true. There have been lawsuits that have been successful.
Wait, you could sue your wife for that?
For not having sex with you?
Yeah.
Well, like it could be. Sorry, I don't know that you can. You can't sue her to compel her to have sex with you, right? But you can leave her and let that be a grounds for divorce. Yeah.
irreconcilable differences. You're
no, but this is like specific. Irreconcilable. You're saying we're not gonna give the reasons. Like it's just we're not compatible.
Right.
But if you say she's not putting out, then that's a very specific thing. And you say, oh, we haven't had sex in 5 years.
I wouldn't want to read these cases like how long.
Come up off that thing, man.
Yeah, right. Eligible for civil damages. Huh?
Should you be eligible for civil damages is what you're saying?
Oh, well, at least you're not splitting anything with her.
Okay. That's interesting. All right, the more you know, Pod World, you can sue the man or woman. You can say, hey, you don't put out, I put you out legally.
But yeah, it's got to be for an extended period of time.
To put a bow on this, it's at least perceived that we do this thing just one time, right? We do this life thing once. Maybe we go to another dimension after this shit. Who fuck knows? But you should be entitled to get whatever the fuck it is you want. And whatever the fuck it is you're looking for, you are going to find it. And going back to Jeff Bezos, you can spend your money on whatever the fuck you want. Fucking Mackenzie Scott making men happy and all this shit. It's a beautiful world out here, man. You just got to get out there and get after what it is that you want. And you'll find it. Seek and you shall find, my friends. This has been quite the spicy episode, though. I like this, man. This is like a Patreon-worthy episode. Don't you guys agree?
Absolutely, man.
Okay, let's get into our classy humans low life section of the week. Booze, I'm gonna let you take this one away. Your countrywoman, a fellow countrywoman of yours, is gonna be Pennsylvania's physician general. Is she not?
Let's hear it, brother. As long as everything goes well with her confirmation, which I don't see why it wouldn't.
Yeah, they better not fuck around. We'll invade Pennsylvania. We'll light that shit on fire.
Right. But Dr. Denise A. Johnson has been nominated by Governor Tom Wolf to be Pennsylvania's physician general, and she hails from the great country of Guyana, my homeland. So shout out to her.
Sing the anthem.
No. but yeah, it's pretty wild. Like I said, hopefully everything goes through. She received her medical degree from Georgetown University, and then I think she did her what's that called? Her residency was done, where was it? At Vanderbilt. So she's been in Pennsylvania for a while.
Shout out to her. No doubt. I don't have any other classy humans except for the great and powerful Dan Jewett. You got a little cash.
Boost. Thank you for that. The land of many waters.
Please leave that in. do we have any other classy humans we want to acknowledge besides the great and powerful Dan Jewett and Marvin Hagler?
Yes, there's a Utah State men's basketball player. I forget his name, but they asked him why he chose his jersey number 44, and he said it's because he loved Wendy's 4 for 4.
Oh my god!
I just want to shout out.
Awesome,
yeah. Anthony Edwards.
Awesome. that's Anthony Edwards vibes right there.
So do what you love, be a free spirit. I for one am a champion of the 4 for 4 meal. I think it's very needed in these economic times. May not be the best food quality, but it'll get you through the day.
Yeah. It'll fill you up and never let you down. I know that's some sort of commercial somewhere, but I forget what it was.
Oh, also in terms of music, I forgot to ask J.E. in bass earlier. There was a topic about white rappers who do not sound like Eminem, and they were like, oh, Mac Miller is the only one. So they said, what about Bubba Sparks? Action Bronson? So then I forgot this is my third streaming recommendation, Drive Slow, Kanye West featuring Paul Wall.
Oh, yes.
Paul Wall.
Paul Wall, baby.
Dripping Coke candy to that, like, every other line.
Of course.
Word.
Paul Wall is simply amazing. The disco ball in my mouth insinuates some balling. That's what he said. Yes.
Yeah.
Adding it to my playlist right now.
Drive slow.
Drive slow, yeah. Homie. Drive slow. You never know, homie. Paul Wall, baby. Any low lives you want to talk about? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to name another white rapper that doesn't sound like Eminem, but I think someone would get offended if I named them.
Oh, Little White. Do it.
Gerald's
from the Bay. Gerald from the Bay. Yeez. That's what they say out there. Yeez.
Bass, wouldn't you agree, Bass?
Oh, he prefers Machine Gun Kelly over
MGK. Yeah.
Bass.
He don't like what G-Eazy did to Halsey. That's what his beef.
He don't like
how G-Eazy cheated that beautiful black queen. He don't like how G-Eazy did that black queen. He don't like that.
Shit. So, Bass, would you be okay with us making G-Eazy a low life?
You would like to.
We got any other low lives we want to acknowledge?
Oh, the ESPN article I posted.
Oh, shit. Well, go ahead, get into it, Cash.
So there was an attempted murder on the basically
live on air.
Oh shit! Yeah, I forgot about that. Oh shit!
Yeah,
that shit is hilarious. That has to be our clip for the weekend for the podcast.
Yeah.
That might fuck people up. But go ahead.
Yeah. No. So basically, the low life segment is for his colleagues and coworkers. Essentially, long story short, Podwell, just to describe it to you, a live piece of set fell on the back of this man, sandwiching him into the table, possibly causing numerous spinal injuries and maybe concussions.
Oh, Jesus, this is so horrific.
And the response was, "Stay calm." They like that. Tranquilo. Tranquilo. Like, stay calm. Just get
he
to.
He does. Commercial. He does.
Basically, and I there's a low, and I wanted to give a low life to everyone in that studio who did not run over to help that gentleman, because that was effed up. It was funny. Don't get me wrong. The guy said he's fine. I don't think he's fine. I thought he was.
He got trauma for the rest of his life, dog.
I don't think your spine is supposed to take that level of damage. And I'm thankful to this day that the chair was there, because I think if it was just a straight shot, he probably would have ended up getting some ribcage contusions as well, if he doesn't have them already. So,
good Lord.
So low lives to everybody there.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, they all low lives. Fuck y'all. You gonna let that man sit there squashing on that damn TV like that? Piece of shit. All right, that was a good one, Cash. Sorry, I missed that one. Well, we didn't have a quote of the week prepared, but you know, me being my corny philosophical. What, Cash? What's up? Oh, air quotes. What's up?
Oh yeah, no, this was in response to the attacks that's going on. Children are off. All children are off limits. Some women are off limits, and most old people are off limits when it comes to violence.
Most
across for any and anything. Again, all children, some women, most old people, in that order. Thank you.
Agreed.
You can mature now. Yeah. But that's just for me. So my other colleagues here may think it applies to all for all. Some people need their shit punched in, and I'm just not. I'm just, you know, it is what it is.
Bass, you got any thoughts? No.
Okay.
All right. I'll give a quote, and then we can get the fuck out of here. I mean, it's not really a quote. It's just more so a philosophy. You are free to get what you're looking for in this world. You're always going to get what you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't stray away from that. And the universe tends to respond. So I'll just leave it at that, you know. But just, you know, never stray away from what it is that you're looking for. And you'll be fine. You'll get lucky. You heard? Any other remarks before we get out of here, guys?
Nah. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I don't know.
There you go. The lucky Irish.
I think this will be airing the day after. So, well, oh, yep. Man.
Happy
corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, also, don't forget to contribute to the Shady Pines Patreon as well as $Cash Brooklyn Cash App. Thank you.
Okay.
No, let's keep Bitcoin going up. Let's hit it.
Oh, word. Is that 60,000? Living in the frisky era. But yeah, man, it's been another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. Appreciate the love and support. And as always, we are the High and Low Lives. This is the High Life Show. Be great, be powerful, be blessed. Until next time, we are out of here.
Peace.